tranquil weather will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through this coming week. Very little precipitation is expected. The temperatures will be somewhat on the mild to coolest side initially and then gradually turning warmer. We could see quite a bit of a warm-up occur across a part of the plains and Midwest as we get into the middle to latter part of next week, and a lot of wind may occur at that time as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. The main reason why we may see that transition is because of a very large storm system that is expected, or I should say at least is advertised, to develop over the western United States as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week, and it would have influence on portions of the plains as early as perhaps midweek next week by inducing a period of warmer temperatures and bringing on some high winds, and then a good chance for some rain and some thunderstorm activity, and perhaps even a major snow event for the northern plains. All this kind of gets its act together as we get out towards the really the middle to latter part of next week, but it's not really going to jump into full control of the middle part of the country until that second weekend of the two-week outlook. That makes this storm system 10 days out in the forecast, not something that we want to buy into all that significantly right now. It is likely to be a weaker storm when it actually comes into play, and so we'll just kind of keep an eye on that system. In the meantime, though, we will see the warm-up next week, and we will see some increase in wind at that point in time. Late-season farming activity across the Midwest will likely advance relatively well because of this drier bias in our forecast. Most of the lingering showers from the northeastern part of the Midwest will likely abate, and that's from the leftover remnants of Hurricane Sandy. The temperatures over these next few days are going to be relatively coolish across a fair amount of the region. We'll look for the afternoon high temperatures to run mostly in the 30s and 40s in the far northwest corner of the region. Otherwise, everybody will be mostly running in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. That takes us on into the weekend. As we get into next week, those temperatures will turn warmer. I fully expect the second half of next week to generate at least 60 and 70 degree highs, if not even a few temperatures getting up around 80 in the southwest part of the Midwest. Low temperatures at night here in the near-term part of our forecast are likely to run mostly in the teens and 20s in the far northwestern Corn Belt, and tonight will probably be the coldest night there. Otherwise, 20s and 30s will likely occur across a big part of the region, with most of the harder freezes all staying in the northern parts of the region. In weather down in South America today, the outlook continues to promote increasing shower and thunderstorm activity across Brazil's summer grain and oilseed production region. If the forecast verifies, as it should, we do expect to see some relief to the hot and dry conditions that have been so persistent here this week. Temperatures yesterday afternoon ran from about 96 to 108 degrees, and there was even one location in Minas Gerais that reached 110. Now, those temperatures over 100 were not as widespread and common as you might imagine, but nevertheless, it's indicative of the extreme conditions that are occurring there right now. The showers and thunderstorms that are expected to come on over the next 7 days will gradually bring moisture to just about all key crop areas in center west, center south, and northeastern portions of Brazil. Until that time occurs where everybody has seen rain, there will still be a little bit of stress out there, but the temperatures will come down and will also likely encounter a little better distribution of precipitation in general. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.